Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod the superintendent of the Batesville Community School Corporation, Paul Ketchum. Good morning to you, Paul.
Tom, good morning to you, and thank you for your time and the ability for us to be on WRBI today.
Well, it's great to have you on the program once again, Paul. And, of course, the reason why we are here is to recap Monday night's Batesville School Board meeting. And in particular, Paul, there was in the Believe in Better section of the agenda, this was the Batesville Community Education Foundation had a report, and they have a lot going on right now.
They really do. So Batesville Community Education Foundation, often referred to as BCF, the executive director, Ann Wilson, came with two of her board members, Ryan Halcombe and Jama Linkle Cleghorn, came and shared an absolutely amazing update about our outdoor learning space at Batesville Primary School. Most of our listeners may recall last year the annual campaign was focused on reinventing an outdoor space at Batesville Primary School. If you've never been to Batesville Primary School, there are wings that extend from the building, and in between those wings is a grass area, and there was a door that kind of led to nowhere, right? It was just kind of a door that led to nowhere. So I give a lot of credit to the Education Foundation for having a vision of making that green space a very interactive classroom space. And what it is, and people can visualize as I go through it on the airwaves, it is a really amazing pergola with a lot of different outdoor seating styles. There are four designated areas in different colored concrete that are connected by a sidewalk, concrete sidewalk, that become four individual learning spaces. So in theory, you could have four different classes outside utilizing that space all at the same time. You know, why is that important? You know, technology is important, but we're kind of going back to our roots, if you will, in the green space. And we know the impact that nature has on students and their learning and their frame of mind. So again, I give a lot of credit to the Community Education Foundation for raising, between grants and campaign, over $200,000 to invest in this outdoor learning space. Four different areas, four different kind of items going in, different seating, different structures. There'll be whiteboards, there'll be drop-down screens. We might have things like community movie nights. Again, it just gave us a lot of square footage that we found. Basically, we reinvented some area that we simply just cut the grass every Monday. You know, Kurt's Lawn Care comes in on Mondays and cuts that grass, and now it becomes a living, breathing outdoor space. So thankful for the foundation's investment in that area.
And in past conversations with Ann, she's talked about how it's helpful to get the kids outside in an outdoor environment and help them not only with an educational aspect of it, but also just frame of mind.
You know, absolutely. As we roll into spring, you know, there's some beautiful spring days. And if we have an opportunity to let our students go outside and hear a lecture or read a book or interact with their classmates or hear a guest speaker. And again, we have so many fantastic community partners. If BAAC has an artist in resident that wants to come out to that area, we just got more of a latitude. And we're getting close to being maxed out at Batesville Primary School. It's a great problem to have. Our enrollment continues to increase at those younger grade levels. Most of our classrooms are filled up, so there's not a lot of extra classrooms. So in theory, we just gained four classrooms that are outdoor, and all because of the BCF's efforts.
And two, they've also got the recognized, you know, honor a staff member initiative going on right now.
Yeah, this week, or I think next week, I think April 25th, and Ann Wilson will be mad at me. I should know this date off the top of my head, but you can check out the Facebook and all the social media posts that go out from BCF. Again, that's just a nice way to honor any staff member, not just teachers. We have 287 staff members that come to work every day with one job, and that job is to allow our students to grow.
And, of course, also the information available on WRBIRadio.com. So take a look here real quick. It looks like it is going to be, the deadline is April 25th.
April 25th. And WRBI website is our preferred news source, so we appreciate WR's website. So check out WRBI.com.
Well, thank you. Appreciate the endorsement, Paul.
Absolutely.
All right. And then with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick timeout. And we'll continue our conversation with Batesville School Superintendent Paul Ketchum as we look back at Monday night's school board meeting right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville to go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Batesville School Superintendent Paul Ketchum as we look back at Monday night school board meeting. And another thing, of course, a big thing going on right now, Paul, is the construction. And what's the latest on the projects going on campus?
Yeah, if you've driven on the north side of our high school, you see a mess. You see a lot of dirt moved and you see a lot of construction going on. But we are so excited about those two independent construction projects that are simultaneously going on, Tom. The attachment or the extension on Batesville High School is our Batesville High School Innovation Center. And that was in conjunction with Woodmiser, who made a very nice donation for us to build this Industrial Technology Innovation Center. There'll be welding courses, potentially construction trades, and other skilled labor trades will occur in that. The city of Batesville helped us secure some ready grants, and then we sold some bonds. So I do want to show my appreciation to taxpayers. We are very great, good stewards of taxpayer money, and this is going to be a first-class facility for students, all students, to learn about the trades and to be innovative. And so we're excited about that project. That project will be done in July, and we'll start to have classes in that building, in that addition, in August. So that's exciting. And also the outdoor athletic facility project, we were able to secure funding to redo softball field, baseball field. We're installing a really, really nice sod, it's Kentucky bluegrass, similar to what you'd see maybe GABP. So we're going to have some pristine premier fields, new bleachers for both softball and baseball, new press boxes, new dugouts, new lights, all new. In addition, we'll have new tennis courts. On May 1st, we'll demolish our current tennis courts, and there's also a footprint for new lighted tennis courts. So we'll have 8 brand new courts next fall, new baseball, new softball. We've invested some time and talent resources in the cross-country course. And maybe the crown jewel is there will be a wrought iron fence, decorative wrought iron fence across all of that with one ticket entry with a really nice brick ticket booth. So almost like a small campus, small college atmosphere. You'll walk into a ticket area, and then you'll either go to baseball, softball, cross country, or football, soccer. Whatever's going on our campus, it'll be something our taxpayers and our stakeholders can be really proud of. So looking forward to that continued, and we're getting closer every day to getting sod down. But by this fall, it should look ready to go.
And, of course, as we alluded to in a previous visit, the fact that baseball will be played on campus starting next year.
Yeah, absolutely. All the logistics of having and Liberty Park is a fantastic facility. We've played there a long time. But just the logistics of having a facility on our campus for our high school students is nice.
All right. Anything else from Monday night's meeting that you wanted to put forth, Paul?
No, just talking with the board, we have 28 days of school left, and that means that graduation is right around the corner. So it was kind of it seemed strange talking about graduation on Saturday, May 25th at Batesville High School at 11 a.m. with our board. It seems like just yesterday we were on Christmas break. So looking forward to celebrating the class of 2024 at Batesville High School on Saturday, May 25th.
As they say, time marches on.
It sure does.
Yeah. and it comes at you fast, and you blink, you miss it, as they say.
Absolutely. But what a wonderful celebration. Always look forward to that commencement event. And our class of 24 is a fantastic senior class.
All right. Very good. Well, Paul Ketchum, superintendent of the Batesville Community School Corporation, we appreciate your time this morning. Stay well. And hopefully we can do this again about this time next month.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, Tom. Have a great day.